Simon Kopechas. So we're discussing in terms of saying Alav Yavai that the Shabbos, what do you go Basa? You go Basa at the beginning of the Suda, you go Basa the middle of the Suda, you go Basa the end of the Suda. So basically what came out is that the Derek Klal that let's say with or Al Nisim, they always go Basa either, if there's not a problem of a steer, you go Basa at the beginning of the end. For example, if Shchedesh is Tuesday, and you start, you buy dime, you eat a kezayis, and then you go on, and you finish that night, and it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore, so maisa you'll say Alav Yavai, because the maisa there was a chiyuv during the Haskalas HaSuda. Who I did, if the other way around, Rosh Chodesh is at night, and you start in buy dime, if you finish at night, you eat after Seisei Chavim, and you had a shekzayis, so that's also going to be a suda, that's also going to be a Alav Yavai, or Al Nisim, whatever it is, end up saying both. What gets complicated is sometimes you have like a tactic disaster. You have Shabbos going into Rosh Chodesh. So it's a little bit tactic disaster. If it's much Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh. If it's not much Shabbos, then it's Shabbos. So this is a whole lot of like, what basically the Pesach Mishabur is, Avalachichi you should not eat after at night, because it's getting so with the Shail, just give me Poydioim and not eat at night. But if you eat at night, Lamaisa the Psak Mishabruz was Vadi Laila, then Lamaisa you just say Alav Yavai, because that's the Kirchiv. You just say Alav Yavai, and therefore you just say Alav Yavai, and you would not say Vitzeh. I think a lot of people don't know. So that the Lamaisa, if you eat much Shabbos, you just say Alav Yavai, and you wouldn't say Vitzeh. Chiras Vishyor Shemachayev, something which we have a benching. It's not a benching then. Then the Chayrana. Fine. Now, when you get into Shabbos, halacha comes up in the Givat Seh, is that if somebody davens before they bench, or they say Baruch HaMavdil, what's going to be the halacha? So, if you daven, so then you can say Givat Seh. Same thing. Once you made in a call already, so you can't go in and say it. Say if it's Baruch Hamavdil, it's Mechalik Zabad. Mishmur Reisam Kivin Nasa Mishmachriya. Ma'aser Shulchan Aruch Rav is Shavat Tas Adif. And you would not be able to say it. Say it would be better if maybe someone else would invite you.
What does that mean? The whole benching?
It'd be better. I don't know what I'm saying. Somebody might see you upon him, and I mean, you do that bracha upon him. Be better. It'd be better. I'm saying, but if not, Shavat Tas Adif. I might say you're not. You not say it. Now the Shai Tshuva brings down, this is way in the Gedek Halacha, that brings down being the Guinness of Radim, even the place was in the bus, Haskalas HaSuda, handling that scar. That's going by the Haskalas HaSuda, he's in the Mechalas HaSuda, Haskalas HaSuda, that's going by the Haskara, V'zayin Brachas HaChasim, Shem Chusasa Yim Zayin Al-Lachas, V'adi In Al-Barach Shabbat Brachas. This is very in the Gedek Halacha, that a Shabbat Brachas, you want to start Mibayd Yom and go into the night, then you Vadai Ein Levarach Shabbat Brachas. So it happens, for example, a lot of times if you get married on Yom Rishon, so Shabbat Brachas is Shabbos. So if you end up going into night, then Vadai Ein Levarach Shabbat Brachas, you're not going to make Shabbat Brachas. What are you doing during the week? I always got a Shiloh, they're coming from like England or coming from somewhere else, and like they were like landing like Mamash, like let's say an hour before Shkia, like Klebon gets there, and when they want to have like a whole kumzitz and everything, it's a problem. You know, you can bench first if you want, but you want to make sure about this.
I have that. You end up saying it.
You didn't saying it. But,
yeah. What?
Yeah?
I mean, we didn't.
Once you.
The
Shai Tshuva then? Shai Tshuva then, yeah. And we spoke on the past. And when you have Yontif, Shechalias, Shabbos. So we said, what's Ma'akev? We said, Ritzei's Ma'akev. And Yavi is normally not Ma'akev, we have Rosh Chodesh, because it's not a Chiv Suda. And Yontif would be Ma'akev. So as a Shai, we discussed in the past when we did a Chos Tvila. Let's say somebody bench, if you got Ritzei, we see Yavi Yavi. Then he did a second time around, he see Yavi Yavi, if you got Ritzei. So the shaila is, what? Does he have to, yeah, does he put the two together, or is it, Yeah. Kepshuta, we said, is the Machlekes in Tesis and Brachas. Hamas discusses, Chavzayin Amabes, Tesis discusses.
Barishmanase, no?
Yeah, Barishmanase. The basic concept of Tesis is basically Sintar Chakira. Pshat is it's a skara. Is it not a tefillah when you're missing it? Or Pshat is it's a tefillah, but. It's a tefillah, but it's a spot all tefillah when you're missing the askara, or Pshat is nothing. Now, the Nafkamina is if you have Erev Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh. I forgot Yom Yovi. So, is any point in davening two Meirs? That's what Chalik's intention with that. If Pshat is I daven, so I have to Rosh Shom. If Pshat is I daven, just missing the Yom Yovi, I have to go to the Yom Yovi. So, Mamela does not have the Yom Yovi anyhow. Tosef brings the machlekes back and forth, and he says the ma'isa during the week daven nedava, but Shabbos can't do nedava, so I'm all set. I need to daven. Gets every time when the mincha is, when the Erev Shabbos is, get the shalik every single time. So it brings on the simul shayla. The simul shayla. It's like, sure, that's what's Talion. And, yeah, there's maybe a digging Mishnah Brewery, says the Lashon Chavtes. He says that. Artsach open me up the other way, and people are just in the spot of the gammy, so it's also in the spot of the gammy. And maybe you can make an exact idea. Well, God passes the words that we know when it's talking about Tysus, and therefore it's gonna. It's gonna be a Suffolk, and you know. It's not Hochro over there. And it sounds over there, but some takes more night. There's more night. You don't do it over there, right? Because you can't do a nedava on Shabbos. It's more night to say the Yoriyah. It's so the truth. Even not bench over. Maybe it's a mocking to eat again. Saying could be, but yeah.
There it's Safek Rabbanan, no.
What do you say?
There it's Safek Rabbanan, no.
Now you're saying, but at some, there's no problem with davening again. Just can't do the nedava on Shabbos.
Right. So over there, the mishnah was night and not to. I'm just saying over there, it's Safek Rabbanan tefillah, no.
But the nedava on Shabbos is not the worst thing in the world either. Like. You know, I was for the Alamai. It's more night to say, yeah. Okay, right. Okay, Kuvaites discuss the fourth bracha. The fourth bracha is Darabanan. Come to Meruge Beiter, Shinidil Kfura, and Hatayv Shasvicha, Vameter Shasvicha Kfura. That's the fourth bracha. The Kavod Bechaz Mazawan is Kulai Dov, Shachal, Hatayv Shetu Imano. Kama Tevis, Smucha, Tevis. The first month is all about Shrach Lebanishlam, so we could make there. It also was Shrach Lebanishlam that they got the Shochan, don't have it there. Shochan says that, the Yisrael Adavar is, the simcha of Keshbuch, he has a witness in the Lidl, my Keshbuch who never forgets forever. Happy on the Chit on the Fund of. You know, we're doing Averis, because of Yas and Hashem Lamoz Hesani. Haki Ikri Atsaris Hainanias, the Kedek Atsaris. And, you know, as we see that even in this man, when there was a Riga Beit there and still a Keshbuch made in the Mesriach, we see that even through the Tsaris, Keshbuch is with us. If the Tevim Etev have all the Rachamans, that's added on Tefilas, which came later on. And there was the first three are Deraiser, or some level of Deraiser, the fourth one was by Ruge Peter, and after was over the Deraiser, the Rachamans. The Rachamans are more Kal. There are some who don't have anything to say Rachaman, they don't say Rachaman. It's more Kal that, we saw like the first three of Denish Manasseh. Fourth one we said, Mokhalik Zakhshan Pirma Gadam. The Rachman is definitely Mokhal Tsarik, if you mapsik, that's definitely much more cow. The Taz brings down that if you have a goy, when Kishav Chom Bais, to say, Klonu Yachiv Nebris, you can't say, you want to give a bracha to Einochim, Kimishav Klonu Yachiv, Chal, Yemer. I son of the Bibis called Yachad. He says, son of the Bibis called Yachad because I want to give a bracha to a guy. And if you have a guy over there, if it's in the room, see like Sinner Bevis Kalan Yachad, which I guess made again on the airplane, right? It wasn't me going over there. So it's just supposed to know. So the problem is the Sachanim, you only go back to the guy, and if you have to change, you have to change the Nasach. Thank you, Sadek. So it says after you send the mazzi, you make Berg oven, Vitam and Varach, and the Varach is supposed to taste. So one thing that's interesting over here is does anyone want to drink Kaiso Bracha? So first thing is in terms of who should drink. For the Chachila, the one who is making the Bracha, because the mazzi, he's the one who should drink. He should drink this year. That's Shlav Aleph. It's a mitzvah of everyone else to taste a little bit, but he bets him should be drinking this year. If he can't drink this year, on the wine's too hard for him, wherever it is, so he should drink a little bit, and something else should drink the mother lugma, the chachila. That's Shlav D. Shlav Gimel is just we snap and went together. The kedin is also snap and went together, and you know, that's going to be the Shlav. That's going to be the Shlav Gimel. Now, how much do you have to drink? So the Chaver says that Shir Shtiz Yain is Chaver Chachrina. It's a suffix. What is it? It's a Kzayis Rivis. It's very important in the law. Every time you're drinking. So the shayla is, what's the meaning together of bracha chayin? It's like achila, which is going to be a gzayis, which a gzayis is going to be like a shlish of a revius, or it's going to be a revius. How much is a revius? So Rav Moshe Feinstein Chaim Noshir is about 3 ounces, and Chazan Shir is about like 5.3. So if it's going to be a gzayis, it's going to be about 1 ounce. If it's going to be a revius, it's going to be 3 ounces. So I said, this is a suffix then. There's no achara. So come out whenever a person is drinking between 1 ounce to 3 ounces, brings up the zavrachas. Which is very common thing then. It's a suffix. It's exactly so it's revius. So, you know, it's better to try to get out of the suffix and drink either quick or slow, one of the two. Yeah, so therefore the Mechaber is saying over, the Mishmur is saying over here, by Kiddush we have to drink Rebavius, so already you're already in the Suffolk, because Mechaber says, Sinner Kosher is really doing my logma, which is Rebavius, so therefore you're having two Gezesim, Hechuk Yishter Rebavius Shalom, you have to Rebavius Shalom in order to get out of the Bracha Shalom, therefore you have to drink the whole thing. Yeah, clear? So that's every time you drink more than an ounce, you gain some of the Shaila, and if we should drink 3 ounces, that is very. You said it's like Mishnah Berurah over here. Ain't chalik mishar maskim yain sraf. Tell other things. It brings on a taz. So what's the you know over here? The shayla is like this. There's a taz among the Ram over here. I have a discussion. So you say we have whiskey. Maybe the share is less than the revius. Why? Because normal things you need a revius to enjoy it, to fill you up, whatever it is, to quench your thirst. Whiskey is very, very strong. Maybe kenzain is going to be less. This is machlok between the Magam Ram and the grass. That then the Taz. The Taz is Mekel and some ratio. It says that whiskey this year is going to be less. Where is this coming? Negev the Masham and Shuva brings up in the game making Kiddush and whiskey. So can you drink an ounce cup and be it's a Kiddush? So the Masham, what's to say? We see if the Taz says in Ilchus Brachas that is Misyasadai even less. If you can make Kiddush on whiskey, even on an ounce, because it's Miasav Dait, and therefore it's going to be okay. So the official title of that is two things. Number one, we should really have passed the night test. You know, like that. That's number one. And number two, you know, it could be Yish Lachal, like the Nachos Brechas and Nenin, which is looking for Yisav Dait, Kiddush HaKuis, which is looking for Cheshivas. And therefore, but the official is the Ganshtak Machmer, not to make Kiddush on whiskey. Like, you want to make Kiddush and whiskey and have a share, 3 ounces and drink away with it, Say the gamma, some karabah. I might say to the chassidim, the gans stakneg, that they all do it. And then Mishnah Berurah says we pass on like the shita, and invited. Even if you do pass on like the shita, you just collect in Yisui Daita, and yeah. Now, Mishnah Berurah, if you drink, you should make a brachah chayna. So Mishnah brings down, Midait is just all you live. If you plan on drinking soon, you should make a bracha. This is all clear, right? You're drinking, you have wine, and now you plan on drinking something more. So if you plan on drinking something soon, don't make a bracha chayna, because there's no reason to make a bracha chayna. If you made a bracha, the yain pater is all mashkin. The chiddush havdas in front of you, but nice kind of pater. As we said on Shabbos, we gave, so he makes havdala, and we sit down and have coffee or tea. So the havdala passes the coffee and the tea. So because you don't make a bracha until after you mash the yasai. But zak the mishnah brura that davka this is miyan. They said it's only if you plan drinking right away. If you're planning waiting around for a while, so then you have to be chayshus for the share. You have to chayshus for the share equal, and yeah, you have to chayshus for the share equal. So therefore, that's what we mentioned with mechizitz. Like somebody who's like eating shavuos night and making kiddush, eating all the time, drinking all the time. So you can have a long time in between. So if you have it, the best thing is make a bracha chayni if you drink, wait like a half hour, make a shalaf sick, and that's really the best life and what to do in that situation. Yeah, there's interesting bir halacha over here. Daitei v'shisoi, the person drink. Le'birch halacha v'saif. Because of my problem, the tov birch hachar. We just said they're not supposed to make a bracha chayin if you plan to drink afterwards. Looks like I made a mistake and I made a bracha. And so, why? Kim shidai v'shisoi? The Magran wants to say that since he made a mistake in halacha, and he wants to make a bracha chayin, therefore it's not going to stop the bracha v'shisoi, and therefore it's going to be mamshakat. So bracha brings down from the kiveger, davkesh tov v'din. But if you forget that he's eating, then it wouldn't apply. Then he's not like Ram, the topic of the Ram, which is a topic of the Yeshua, my Ram, the Chagamog and the Ram, Bracha Chayin was to the Gomer, but Sachin Lamaisa, it doesn't give a clear heart. Now, somebody made a mistake in Din, made a Bracha Chayin. So my Ram says, it's not considered Sila, like Lamaisa, because the Mishra brings down a Harbi Achrinim, which want to say that it's going to be a Sila Gomer. He says, Sachin Lamaisa, it doesn't give a clear heart. Maisa Shachar passes like the Magan Ram. He says that. Now there is, we see a concept that there is a concept of making bracha chayin, and maybe it won't be a ketz where it's a tais, right? That's where it's a tais. Maybe the yisur of yash, if you eat sometimes, and like a little like rice left in your like mouth, you swallow it, so like, is that a problem? So I think he said nusach, like the bracha chayin is not chalagamri, if you look like that, you know, that's to be masalik. The bracha chayin is a silik. A copy of that, a person that doesn't sound like that for point to say it was a nusach. It saves some Rabbi Asher. Yeah, one more thing which comes out of this simon is that when he's talking about pouring into other people's cases, we see the hill is not a half second. Making kiddush. We discussed before, you make kiddush and you pour into somebody else's case before you drink, because that half second that. So I'm sure we're clear the hills, that's not a problem. It says that everyone who's your case, you pour into the case, and if there's a drink, that's all called tzarech, and it's not going to be a problem. Fine, because I got the cells as a payload, but it's not something again now. They have to pay them to skip. Yeah, since they're working so hard and the Baal is going to work, therefore they put together the brachas. So Mishra says something interesting. Even though Pirkus Mazda Dereisa, Emirates of the language said, I'm going to turn to Achadam Kolach of Achabracha. That's my Hamid Dereisa. One bracha of the three yon was enough. There's a shadow, what's the rest of it as a Muslim? So it's worse being that. It's about like this Rambam Ramban. Is it being down over here? Being down. As we go. Because in Sefer Mitzvah, it's Rambam Ramban, whether we say, as a Muslim, that the yonam are deraisa, but the bracha is derabanan, or maybe one bracha is deraisa. So therefore, that makes sense to Salach of it, that the Pahilim being all these derabanan, Chazas and Yom Ramamru, and if you don't have to go out and do it. But there's a place in the Tazayin and Brachas which says that, Hi, Hakacham on the bench. Put the second and third bracha together. Yeshka chumlach adam in a ter. So from there, and the Shatzin Rebbe mentions this, we see over there that Vayis Tachoy is that he holds all three brachas of the Raisa. Which we mentioned, I think, last Kabbalah Mecha we spoke about. Kabbalah Mecha Pat is Begaz Amazin. I think it's what we got last week, right? And gets him on this rate a little bit. And then Taisus, Gnar Shainim, the Chari gets a little bit of Al Nath.
You said that it doesn't, Maisa,
right? Yeah, Maisa, we say it doesn't, because even their bonnet, together, this is what you have to do with Darbanan. So, if you get some device, it's not going to happen. You might say Darbanan, you didn't do the Darbanan. Yeah, so the place says that doesn't be a main, but you always do the Dalla Brachas because people are not Makbid. So, the Rosh Hashanah says, let's say the guy is like, he's really taskmaster. He says, I'm hiring out tonight, they don't do the Gemara. They don't do the Brachas. So, he says, nearly, I feel Yiskrim out tonight, they used to go with Philip because I'm not late, seemingly, I can't listen. Why came in the Kalami Nugin Kane? I have a Kippel in the Chiva. Any of the chutz, the other lights, that's from the call. About them, it's interesting. says that you don't have a koich to be oiker, since already hanked it's a namalamedic, you can't go ahead and change the rules. Chavis the base says, Siv Kimmel says, sorry, also lots of melacha with mevarch. We discussed it in the past, you know, make a bracha when you're kinta melacha when you're benching, it's like cleaning up or, you know, cleaning the table. Walking. Or sometimes like walking around, Meirdin's okay. Maybe the chida don't. Yeah, shayatza, if you walk around, so Meirdin's okay. Maybe not so covered, you know, Meirdin's okay. Playing with a kid. Drying hands, remember we saw Vikuach, whether Kachru the drying hands should be a problem baseline. There's another one, Shemazam, and the Sama Sain, that being by a Suda, sorry, Tila Sedan for a Suda. It's a chilek of the mitzvah, so maybe it's like not a chisar. It's only doing something else. And building up those mitzvahs. Fine, let's start with Zeman. So Zeman, there's a vikuach, whether Zeman is a mitzvah jay, so mitzvah jayabon. What's nafkamina? Nafkamina is when you have a mitzvah bachar. So like he steals a show, he dams to Yamid, and sometimes he makes kiddish, and he does Rav Zamazin. So it's not so pashut that we all that a bar mitzvah boy is only bar mitzvah midrabanan. That's chazaka the rabba. We don't know. We know he's 13 years old. We don't know if he has shtei sarus. So meaning they don't know if he has shtei sarus. So hakisum is bar mitzvah. So this chazaka the rabba means that kabbid rabbanans we give him a din of a bar mitzvah. The kabbid rice is not. Till what age? The kivega says till either has some type of beard, facial hair, or the kivega is maybe 16, 17. You have to have like a facial hair, otherwise. Otherwise, you can't be moitzi on somebody's derais. Therefore, kiddush at night, about the chash hashan. So you can't be moitzi. Sometimes the other mitzvah would be as kiddush at night. It's a big problem. You can't be moitzi. You don't consider it. You don't consider it by mitzvah. I haven't seen it. See, it's yeah. But anyhow, so Mr. Brewer goes with the opinion that it's like the Rishonim goes darabonan, even though it's the Galash Amiti and the Makaris, but it's only going to be darabonan. I just smacked the Baal. The Chazanish, the Maisa, goes way shakas derais. Let's look at the rise back and forth. That's the most crazy thing to do the rabbanon. But the ma'aseh of the chazanish goes the ra'aseh. Therefore, in the chazanish's world, we want to do machmir that a kadosh should not be the one being mezana.
It can be starf zimun.
You say? Starf. It could be starf zimun. But to do the actual zimun,
that's the rabbanon.
You say?
That's the rabbanon.
Even a katan is not so pasha. The katan jid mevarich and his family use even a katan. So you don't really need bar mitzvah to do the actual thing. You want to be ma'aseh. Maybe nowadays it'll be different. Like, what unless we go to Rabban and the first night, you know, it's not going to be a issue. Now, Zeman is something which is mitzvah varies. If you were mechuyev to answer Zeman, to bring down that. So, this is something Melashi Yatzar. And they start a Zeman. So, you have to answer with them, you know. Only the second part, that part, not the Shem Mevarach, but being that's Mitzvah Varus, so you can be mafsing Mitzvah, just like so in Krishma, you mafsing Mitzvah Varus, so in Lashi Yatzvasa, person with mafsing not for the Rabbis and the Varach part, the second part, that's going to be the Iker, that's going to be the Iker part of Zeman. Yeah, so if you have 10 people, you do the Varach, you do the Shem's name, if you have 3 people, you do without the Shem's name. There's a whole shayla that's happened sometimes a lot of times when the guy does Zeman and he does Hashem's name and then some people answer then they correct him. So it's a big, big kuach. It's not so echra that if some people answered and they already answered without the shame. So that's in the Riyadza. So now if you're under 10, it's very not pasha that you're able to be mamshach. Because now this is...
It's under 10 why they say the shame is shame.
No, there were 14 people. The guy said Nevarach without Hashem's name. 6 answered, and they go, oh, Hashem, Kelo. 6 guys answered already.
Right.
Then you're down to 8.
So, Shalas, what do you go with it, right?
No, do you need 10? Saying, you have to have 10. Do you have 10 or you say that? Yeah, fair. Saying, again. Yeah, we say like kino, you know, support down a hider, like we hear Shem Hashem, and you know, people do like a hider. Fine. Because where's the show up to? Exactly, we'll do this about. So, support down that if you have 3 people that makes a zima, then can't be mitzaref. If two people, it's a mitzvah to try to get a third man on the team. I just try to be matzah after three to get a third person. Now, the whole discussion back before the Mishnah Berurah, let's say you have six and split them to three and three. Do you say that's okay, or you say that maybe it's better because of, you know, it's better to do a Bereivam? Or you say that, you know, the mice are able to split. And so definitely, if you're playing different tables and like, so you're like using two for different staff, then it's possible they can split with that. It's not so pushing. There is a whole shayla up in the Yezim, and you have to hear the Mezamen. Old days, basically, in the Sukkot and Gemara, was they had one person, they broke his ones for everybody. And they get a Zim with like the Bracha the Rav. That was the guy that did that. And Metamorphosis, it changed to the first Bracha. And then nowadays, everyone just benches, but you're supposed to bench along with the person, you're supposed to say that, you're supposed to bench along with him. Now, the shayla is if you can't hear the Mezamen. So that's the problem. You're not hearing that Zimzima. Like by chasna, by mitzvah, it's like a big hall. People don't hear it. Shad, what's going to be the microphone? So, microphone is very great to suggest. It's like everything. You know, does the microphone have a din of call? Does it have a din of call? Hearing a brach on the telephone, do you answer a main? Do you, are you yutza? Kriyas HaTorah, Chazosh HaShatz, Megillah, microphone, hearing aids. And basically, that's going to come out of all the places it is. I mean, basically, across the board, that the microphone is not the actual call. It's a reverse call, whatever you call it, and therefore, Chris Tyre, all these things, you're not going to be as a rastery stick of his hearing aid for Chris Tyre from Megillah, and that's a microphone does not get a din of a call. Therefore, by Chasna Pasha's baseline, it's a problem. If you cannot hear the Mezamein, you're not with them because you cannot hear the Zimun. Is a Shevet Levi who wants to say maybe Yish Lechalik between Megillah or Chris Tyre, which is being Mutzi, you and the way he's working with Shemei Koina. Oh, here we're trying to do a Gala Shemiti, just doing a bracha together. And as much as I hear it through something else, you know, I want to say a limud zchus that maybe that's okay. But if you're in the situation you can't hear it, we better just split up and not to with the microphone. Yes, yeah, so the main point which we would stop at this is if somebody has to go to the Divine Mitzvah, and you can't wait. And the Mitzvah is Mizvata. Are you allowed to leave the Zimun or not? So the Mishpura says that if they're the Zimun of 10, and when you Mechalik into 3, he says that if it's Divine Mitzvah, you have Shais, you're allowed to collect the 3. Chal Megagim Mazeh, Pesach, Shani, Vassar, Balad, and Vadi, also last Cain, if you're going to mess up the Zimun of 10 for sure not. If it's the race, this is Ephesh Lachab Chagavni. So over here we're saying that if you have a mitzvah, which is a veris, then you can split into 3. If you can mess up the 10, then the lach is that, then he says that it's Aser. But Mrs. Rice is Ephesh Lachab. It doesn't give a karacha, it says Ephesh Lachab. Now in Simon Reish, so Katan Hay, say it a little bit differently. There he says, if he together is Chalach of a Zimun, he can't leave. If he doesn't know his Moich and he gets his mom, he could do him if she's Chalachal, Lachal of Arab of the answer, can't sing where Stein says and lets us. If he doesn't know his Moich, he would go over there, he would leave. If she's Chalachal, before a lot of people finish. So over there is a little bit different. By Zimun, basically the difference is like this. We'll come back and we'll go more when we get to over there. What makes a Chiyuv Zimun? A Chiyuv Zimun is if you start together. Kishutai, or maybe end together. If you start together, that makes a Chiyuv Zimun. So if you start together, you want to leave before they finish. That's over there. You have Nochas Moed, Afshay Shalakal, they would, in this moment, Afshay Shalakal. Over here is something where you finish together. So Ma'am is a full-fledged Chiyuv. Therefore, here's only make if you don't want to have 3, and a Mitzvah Varis. Over there is making even to have no Zimun. That's something if you started together, and something don't know why when you want to finish, you want to finish before the person, so you simach on maybe that's chala and not the finishing, and therefore it's going to be okay. But the kids say, I went to breast today, right? So you know, I don't want to be misafir the zimun. So what are your options? What are the best ways to do? So one option is if you don't eat together at the beginning or the end. That's one etza. You have to at the beginning and with the people if you're starting after them and before. Thanks, Shutai, you're not with staff of Zimun. if it doesn't work, it's like, you know, there's always people start beginning, that's not going to work. So the Hetter from Moshe, we'll see more about it next week. So Pasha the Hetter, Moshe would say, if person is das, nothing but starve. And he said that also works. We'll see, it's very not Pasha. I guess we'll see that next week. Fine.